Well, the Marlins looking for a series sweep against the Milwaukee Brewers today in the finale of this three-game set at Miller Park. All the action coming your way in just a couple of minutes at 2:10 right here on the Marlins Radio Network. Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. The Marlins begin an eight-game homestand tomorrow night, beginning with the Philadelphia Phillies. They'll wrap things up with four against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And joining us for a couple of minutes, we always enjoy having him on, the Director of Marketing with the Miami Marlins, Matt Britton. Matt, an eight-game homestand, four with the Phillies, four with the Pirates. What can we expect? What should fans know? Promotional giveaways. A big day coming up on this Sunday. Juan Pierre and Dontrell Willis will be in the building.
Yeah, I guess this is the Pennsylvania homestand as the Phillies and Pirates come into town. But yeah, busy 8 days, eight straight for the Fish here at home. We're going to kick off tomorrow night, as you said. Seniors free ticket Thursday, so all seniors 55 plus can get in for free with an ID. And it's also the Subway restaurant's $5 ticket offer. So stop by your local South Florida Subway, get a voucher for a $5 ticket there on Thursday night. Friday's a fun one for us. It's the next of our Friday night theme nights. It's College Colors Night presented by Fox Sports Florida. So, you know, if you're a fan of Miami, Florida State, Florida, FAU, FIU, you got a chance to pick up a ticket and a Marlins t-shirt in your favorite school's colors for just $25. So you can get that at marlins.com/special events. Whole night's going to have a college feel to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have dollar dogs throughout the ballpark, throughout the entire game as well, in addition to the normal happy hour that happens here on Fridays. Saturday's Dominican Heritage Night, presented by the Dominican Republic, has it all. It's going to be a fun, festive night here at the ballpark. It's also the next Clevelander Beer Fest. If you want to come in and take advantage of that, that's also at marlins.com/special events. You had mentioned Dontrell Willis and Juan Pierre Day here on Sunday. It's going to be a really exciting day for the fans, for staff that were here when Dontrell and JP both played. Fun day. They're both going to be inside the ballpark here. There's going to be some fan interaction opportunities. We're going to show some old highlights, have some of their former teammates and coaches out. So Sunday will be a pretty awesome day to be around here at the ballpark. And then, like I said, four games with the Pirates. We wrap it up. Got all our normal weekday specials. Miami Herald Half Price Tuesday, Kids Eat Free Wednesday night, the Thursday ones we already mentioned, All You Can Eat Seats coming up on Monday. So a busy homestand here on the promotion side, but a lot of good opportunities to come out and watch the Fish play.
Well, don't forget, we're wrapping up the 2015 season as well. It feels like just yesterday we had opening day here at the ballpark. Matt, the Dontrell Willis and Juan Pierre Day, I do understand that t-shirts are going to be given out, but something that folks need to keep in mind is that you won't get to pick which t-shirt you want, so please don't stand at the gate and ask for a certain shirt or this or that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. We're kind of doing a little bit of a mixed bag with the t-shirts. We did 5,000 t-shirts of each, both Juan Pierre and Dontrell Willis. A really cool design, highlighting those guys with their number from when they played here at the Marlins. So you will be able to pick your size, though. So when you jump into line, grab your t-shirt size, you'll get a JP or a Dontrell shirt, you know, as long as you're here as part of the first 10,000 on Sunday.
Again, that's the first 10,000 fans that get a t-shirt this coming Sunday when the Marlins wrap up their four-game series against the Philadelphia Phillies. Matt, always a pleasure to have you on. We'll chat with you again soon. Again, only three more homestands here in the 2015 season.
Great. Thanks, Cal.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch from Miller Park in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.